Okay, so we're on page, volume 19, February 23rd, 1926. I was thinking to myself, why does Blessed Jesus so often call me the little newborn of his most holy divine will? Maybe because I am still bad, since I have not taken one step in his will. With reason, he calls me just newborn. Now, while I was thinking of this, my adorable Jesus clasped his arms around my neck and squeezing me tightly to his heart, told me, "To my little newborn of my holy divine will, Louisa, I, Jesus, want to deny nothing. Do you want to know then why I, Jesus, call you, Louisa, little newborn? Newborn means to be in the act of being born, and you, Louisa, must be reborn in each one of your acts in my most holy divine will. Not only this, but in order to be repaid for all the oppositions of the human wills, my holy divine will wants to call you, Louisa, into my volition to make you, Louisa, be reborn so many times, for so many times the human wills have opposed it. Therefore, it is necessary to keep you, Louisa, always newborn. When one is in the act of being born, it is easy to make her be reborn as many times as one wants, to preserve her without growth of the human will. But when the soul grows, it becomes more difficult to keep her without the life of her own self. But this is not all. It was necessary, befitting the decorous for the newborn of my holy divine will, Louisa, and for our holy divine will itself, that Louisa would unite herself to that single act of the Eternal One, which has no succession of acts. Just as this single act gives the divine being all the greatness, the magnificence, the immensity, and the eternity, the power, and in sum, it encloses everything to make whatever it wants come out of this one act. In the same way, our little newborn of our holy divine will, Louisa, united with a single act of the Eternal One, was to do always one single act, that is, to remain always in continuous act of being born, doing always one single act, our most holy divine will. So what we see is, this is how Adam lived, being in the one act of God, the prime act of God. And this is what Luis is now doing, in the prime act of God, the one act of God. Every thought, every word, every deed. And that's what our God wants of us too, to enter into the prime act of God. And while doing one single act, Louisa would be reborn continuously, but reborn to what? To a new divine beauty, to a new divine sanctity, to a new divine like, to the new divine likeness of her God. Okay, again, this is not saintly. This is what Jesus has given Louisa is a new divine life, an abundant life. That's why he says, "I'm going to go and to give you life and to make it abundant life." And as you, Louisa, are reborn in our holy divine will, the divinity feels repaid for the purpose of which it issued the creation. It feels the divine joys, the divine happiness that Louisa was to give it, to come back to it. Clasping you, Louisa, to the divine bosom, the divine will fills you, Louisa, with divine joy and with infinite divine graces. And the divine will manifests to you, Louisa, more divine knowledges about our holy divine will. And giving you, Louisa, no time, the divine will makes you, Louisa, be reborn again in our most holy divine will. Moreover, these continuous births make you, Louisa, die continuously to your human will, to your human weaknesses, to your human miseries, and to all that does not belong to our most holy divine will. How beautiful it is the destiny of my little newborn, Louisa. So aren't you happy, Louisa? It's the same thing for us. Aren't we happy that what God is going to do is he's going to help us to die continuously to our human will, to our human weaknesses, to our human miseries, everything that is opposed to God's most holy divine will. And that's why being linked to Louisa is so important. See, I, Jesus, too, was born one time, but that birth makes me born continuously. I, Jesus, am reborn in each consecrated host. I, Jesus, am reborn in every time a creature returns to my divine grace through confession. the first birth gave me the field to make me be reborn always. This is how the divine will works are. After they are done once, their continuous acts remains without ever ending. That's why when you say to God, I love you, Jesus, and the holy divine will, that I love you lasts for eternity. That I love you is continuous for all eternity. When you hear a bird chirp, you say, I love you, holy divine will. Calm divine will, come reign in me. I pray this in the name of everyone, everything, past, present, and future. Your voice is all creation is using your voice to adore God, to love God, to praise God, to thank God, glorify. It's an infinite prayer. That's why when you pray a devotional prayer, it's over. Once you're done, it's over. But when you pray in the divine will, it's infinite. It's a continuous act, remains without ever ending. The same will be my little newborn of my holy divine will, Louisa. After Louisa is born once, the act of her continuous birth remain. This is why I, Jesus, am so careful not to let your human will enter into you, Louisa. And I, God, surround you, Louisa, with so much divine grace, so that you, Louisa, may always, always be reborn in my most holy divine will, and my holy divine will may always be reborn in you, Louisa. Again, this is where our God wants us. That's why Louisa is the mother of the second generation of the children of light. We will learn from Louisa how to live this newborn life, how to live this continuous life in God. Volume 19, March 14, 1926. Now, one who has won the divine will has won the whole creation, and even God himself. Therefore, by right of justice, Louisa must possess all that my holy divine will possesses. More so, since the creation is mute for its God, I, Jesus, made it mute because Louisa, the one to whom I, Jesus, was to give it, and who was to live in my divine will, would herself have speech in all created things, so that all things made by me might be speaking, not mute. So that Adam was to be the voice of all creation. That's why when you hear a dog barking, that's God saying, I love you. And our response for that bark is, I love you. You see how it's in competition. God is wanting to hear from us our I love yous. So you, Louisa, will be the voice of the heavens. You, Louisa, will echo from one point to another. It will make your word heard, which resounding through the whole celestial atmosphere will say, I love you, I glorify you, I adore you, I praise you, I worship you. You, Louisa, will be the voice of each star, of the sun, of the wind, of the thunder, of the sea, of the plants, of the mountains, of everything, repeating continuously, I love you, I bless you, I thank you, I glorify you, I worship you, I adore you. I thank the one God who created us. So when it's raining, we say to God, we don't go, like everybody else goes, oh, it's raining. We say, I adore you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you in the name of everyone and everything, for every drop of water, for every splash on the sidewalk, for every, drop that falls from the heavens, I adore you. When the thunder claps, we don't go, oh, my God. We go, I adore you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. See, our life is supposed to be, with Louisa, a life of love. That's what the divine will is. So again, if we're thinking on our own, we'll complain. Everybody, oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too cold. Oh, it's too rainy. Oh, it's too dry. Oh, no, everything is an I love you. Oh, I don't want to go outside. There's too much snow. I love you for every snowdrop, every snowflake. You see what God is calling us to? He's calling us to begin to live a divine life in communion with God, a perennial communion with God. So, again, we have to get rid of our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity in order to embrace this life of love. Oh, how beautiful be the voice of my newborn of my holy divine will, Louisa, the little daughter of my divine will, Louisa, in all things, Louisa. It will render the whole creation speaking. The creation will be more beautiful than if the creation had given the use of word. So instead of the dog saying to God, I love you, God says, I want us to say, I love you. He says it's more beautiful. Why? Because a human is saying this. I, Jesus, love you, Louisa, so much that I, Jesus, want to hear your voice in the Son. I want to hear it loving, adoring, and glorifying God in the Son. I, Jesus, want to hear it in the celestial spheres, in the murmuring of the sea, in the darting of the fish, in the birds that sing, and the warbles, the lambs that bleat, the turtle doves that moan. I, Jesus, want to hear you, Louisa, everywhere. This is the most beautiful thing. This was supposed to be the voice of Adam and his children. But Adam fell. So the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary, the Son of God, the Mother of God, came to earth to redeem mankind. And now 2,000 years later, they have a newborn who takes the place of Adam. That's why he says, Louisa, you're greater than a second Adam. One of the things that Father Bucci has given is the nine-day novena of the Mysteries of Louisa. And if you haven't read the 9-day Mysteries of Louisa, yeah, please do. It is very, 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 very important. Because this is not human. Louisa is possessing the mysteries that the whole church is going to enter into. Wait till you read it. It's great. I would not be content if all created things in which my holy divine will has first place, I did not hear the voice of my little newborn Louisa Picaretta, who rendering the whole creation speaking gives me, triune God, love for love, glory and adoration for each thing created by me. Therefore, my daughter Louisa, be attentive. I, Jesus, have given you, Louisa, much, and much do I want. Your mission is great, Louisa. It is the life of my will that must be carried out in you, Louisa, which embraces everything and possesses everything. This is not a saintly life. This is not a good life. This is not a holy life. See, the face of the earth is going to be recreated. The life of man is going to change. We're going to live the preternatural life that God had originally breathed into Adam, that Adam lost. Jesus, Mary, come to earth. Why? To give back to man this life of sanctification. But they had to find a human to do this. That was Adam's job. Now it's Louisa's job. After this, I was thinking to myself, how can I do all that Blessed Jesus tells me, being present in all created things, having one act for everything that the Supreme Volition does, as if it were to be my echo, and I its echo? If I am just newly born in the most holy divine will, I should at least grow a little bit to be able to fuse myself a little more as best I can in all created things as my beloved Jesus wants. Now, while I was thinking of this, Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, my daughter Louisa, do not be surprised if I, Jesus, tell you, Louisa, that you, Louisa, are the newborn of my holy divine will. And we're not supposed to be surprised either. You, Louisa, must know that my Immaculate Mama herself is the newborn of my divine will, because in comparing what the Creator is and what the creature can be and take from God, she can be called a little newborn. And because she was the newborn of my holy divine will, she was formed in the likeness of her Creator and could be queen of all creation. And as queen, Our Lady dominated everything. Our Lady's echo ran well with the echo of the divine will. And not only the celestial sovereign Lady Mary, but all saints, angels, and the blessed can be called just newly born in the eternal volition. In fact, as soon as the soul leaves her mortal body, she is reborn in my most holy divine will. And if she is not reborn in my most holy divine will, not only can she not enter the celestial fatherland, but she cannot be even be saved, because no one enters the eternal glory if one is not a birth from my holy divine will. However, I, Jesus, must tell you, Louisa, for the great difference that exists between one who is the newborn of the supreme will in time and those that are reborn at the threshold of eternity. Okay, so when you die, you become a newborn. Louisa didn't have to die physically. One example is my queen mother, who is the newborn of the divine will in time. Because she was newly born, Our Lady had the power to make her creator descend upon earth. And while God was still immense, Our Lady made him become little within her maternal womb, to clothe him with her own nature, to offer Jesus as Savior of the human generations. By being newly born, Our Lady formed seas of graces, seas of light, seas of sanctity, seas of science, in which to contain the one triune God, Jesus, the eternal God, Jesus, who had created her. By the power of the life of the supreme will which Our Lady possessed, Our Lady was able to do everything and to impetrate everything. God himself could not deny what the celestial creature was asking for, because it was his own will that was asking. So God couldn't deny this because God was asking it in her, to which he could not and should not deny anything. So one who is newly born in my most holy divine will in time forms seas of grace while being in exile, and upon departing from the earth, she carries within herself all the seas of the goods which the divine will possesses, and therefore she carries with her God himself, to bring from the exile of that will that God who reigns in the heavens as a portent. You, Louisa, cannot comprehend clearly the great good, the prodigies of the one who was newly born in my most holy divine will in time. You can't understand what I've done with Our Lady. Therefore, all that I tell you, you, Louisa, can do everything. More so, since my holy divine will itself will do it, as though identified with your little being. On the other hand, for one who is reborn in my holy divine will upon departing from the earth, it is the divine will that makes her find the immense seas that makes the soul be reborn in it. So Jesus says, you in time have been given this. Those that die are enter into it. But it's not on earth. Okay. But now, because of Louisa, we can enter into it in time. This is what the Vatican is looking at, and what the Vatican is astonished by. She does not carry her God within herself. It is God that makes himself be found by her. What a difference between the two. Therefore, greater grace I, Jesus, could not give to you, Louisa, than making of you, Louisa, the newborn of my holy divine will. And if you, Louisa, love to grow, let my holy divine will alone grow within you. How astonishing is that? Volume 19, June 20th, 1926. This cry of death from all was so very painful for me. I, Jesus, felt as many deaths for as many as were the people who cried out, crucify him. I, Jesus, felt as though drowned with pains and with death, more so since I, Jesus, could see that each death of mine would not bring life to each one, and those who received life because of my death would not receive all the complete fruit of my passion and death. So Jesus says that many people could not obtain eternal life because they refused the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And even those that accepted it have not received the fullness. My sorrow was so great, and my moaning humanity was about to succumb, to breathe its last, but while I, Jesus, was dying with all its all-seeingness, my supreme will made present to my dying humanity all those who would let the eternal volition reign in them with absolute dominion. That's us, hopefully. So Jesus says he also saw those that were going to let the divine will reign, who would take the complete fruit of my passion and death. Among them was my dear mother as their head. Our Lady took all the deposit of all my goods and the fruits contained in my life, passion, and death. Not even one breath of mine did Our Lady not allow to be lost, nor did Our Lady fail to keep its precious fruit in her custody. And from her, Our Lady, they were to be transmitted to Louisa Picaretta, the little newborn of my holy divine will. And then to all those in whom the supreme volition would have its life and its kingdom. As Jesus says in another part, who must have its life and its kingdom reign in them. You see, what God is asking of us, St. Francis, St. Clare, St. Bridget, you name it, they all would have wanted this more than anything. St. Teresa even said, I wish I was alive at the end time so to receive what God is going to do. St. Louis de Montfort says that in the final days, God is going to give to the saints. They will be the greatest saints in the history of the world, but it's nothing what they have done, but what God has done for them. That's the divine will. Everything was given to Our Lady, now given to Louisa, and now given to those who are born of Louisa. Now, my little daughter, Louisa Picaretta, when I, Jesus, see you, Louisa, operate in the kingdom of my divine will, and as you, Louisa, operate, its kingdom is established once more and more in you, Louisa, I, Jesus, feel victorious in my long battle, and everything around me makes the attitude of triumph and feast. My pains, the hardships, the wounds smile at me, and my very death gives me back the life of my holy divine will in you, Louisa. So I, Jesus, feel victorious in creation and in redemption. Even more, they serve to form the long rounds for the newborn of my holy divine will, Louisa Picaretta, her rapid flights and her endless strolls in the kingdom of my divine will. And so I, Jesus, boast in triumph and delighting, I, Jesus, follow with my gaze all the steps and all the acts of my little daughter, Louisa Picaretta. See, all have their ideal. And when they realize it, only then are they content. The little baby also has his ideal, to attach himself to the breast of his mama. And while he cries and sobs, as soon as his mama opens her lap to him, the baby stops crying and takes on a smile. And flinging himself, he attaches himself to the breast of his mama, and victorious, he suckles and suckles until he is full. While he suckles triumphant, he takes his sweet sleep. So I am. After long crying, when I, Jesus, see the lap of a soul who opens the door to me to give the place to the kingdom of my divine will, my tears stop. And flinging myself onto her lap, I, Jesus, attach myself to her, and suckling her love and the fruits of the kingdom of my divine will, I take my sweet sleep, and I, Jesus, rest victoriously. Even the tiny little bird, its ideal is the seed, and when it sees it, it beats its wings and runs, it hurls itself over the seed victorious, it grabs it, and with its beak and triumphant, it continues its flight. So I am. I fly and fly, and I go around and around to form the kingdom of my divine will in the soul, and Louisa may form for me the seed to nourish me, because I, Jesus, use no other food but that which is formed in my kingdom. And when I, Jesus, see the celestial seed more than a little bird, I fly to make of it my food. So for each and everything that is realized, the ideal one has set for himself. This is why when I, Jesus, see you, Louisa, operate in the kingdom of my divine will, I, Jesus, see my ideal realized. And I, Jesus, feel repaid for the work of creation and redemption and the triumph of my holy divine will established in you, Louisa. Therefore, be attentive. Let the victory of your Jesus be permanent in you, Louisa. It's the same thing for us. Jesus wants us to be attentive to these writings. These writings are not, he says, there's no other book where a soul is transformed. No other book can do this. Why? It is the Word of God, Jesus Christ, who dictated these words to Louisa, who Louisa lived these words. I mean, we have pictures of Louisa. When I was in the Secret Archives of the Vatican, the books of Louisa had her thumbprints impressed on the pages. Why? She was absorbed in prayer. She was reading and memorizing. Then she'd go to the next page. She'd be reading and memorizing. Her thumbprints were impressed on the pages. It's with us. Jesus says, be attentive. And let the victory of your Jesus be permanent in us as well, who are linked to Louisa. So again, we're going to have to learn this. This has to become, for each of us, our doctorate. Each of us, Jesus is asking us to become a doctor in the divine will. That means every one of us can make these writings our life. That's a doctorate is you study something and you come up with a thesis. And you go, this is what it means. Okay, Jesus says, I'm going to show you what it means. Just read it. Make it your life. Like I've said before, what in volume 7 do you love? What can you repeat to me right now what you know in volume 7? What in volume 28 do you love? What can you right now say to me, this is what Jesus told Louisa in volume 28? What in the hours of the Passion do you love that you can repeat, this is what Jesus said to Louisa? And it can't be, well, she said something about, I think it was maybe, I'm not sure, but I think maybe it was. No, you got to know it. This is what's very, very important. What do you know that Jesus said to Louisa? What do you love? I mean, find at least one verse in each of the 36 volumes. What do you love in volume 33? What do you love in volume 36? I mean, what happens is this becomes your life. You begin to live it. You're being attentive, and you're letting the victory of Jesus be permanent in us. That's what he's asking for. After this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and in all tenderness told me, my daughter Louisa, tell me what about your ideal? What about your purpose? What is it? And I, my love, Jesus, my ideal is to fulfill your holy divine will, and all my purpose is to reach the point at which no thought, no word, no heartbeat, and no work of mine may ever go out of the kingdom of your supreme will. Even more, in the divine will, may they be conceived, nourished, raised, and form their life in needed, and if needed, also their death, though I know that in your holy divine will no act dies, but once it is born, it lives eternally. So that it's kingdom of your, so that it is the kingdom of your most holy divine will in my poor soul that I long for. And this is all my ideal and my primary and ultimate purpose. Now, this would be a paragraph to memorize. Jesus is going to ask us. He's asking us now, but I know he's going to ask us at the moment of our death, what was your ideal? What was your purpose of life? What was it? And this is what it is. I want to fulfill your holy divine will. I want every thought, word, and deed, everything that I think, say, and do be done in your holy divine will, that I can participate in your kingdom on earth. Heaven is in me on earth as it is, as the saints possess it in heaven. I mean, this is what God is looking for. And he says, when you prove to me that this is what you want, then I am going to give it to you. So if we can't prove this to Jesus, it doesn't matter how nice the divine will sounds. It doesn't matter how good it may be. If we're not living it, God can't give it to us. He can't. This is what divine justice is. Divine justice is you will get what you deserve. That's why Our Lady says what's coming, it'll be good for some, it's going to be bad for most. Most do not want Jesus Christ. Most are giving their lives for the world, the flesh, and the devil. Those that love Jesus, their lives are for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The justice of God is you receive what you lived for. So how are we living? And it's not good enough just to be good and holy and saintly. God wants more. God wants to give us his life. He wants to breathe in us, so that we receive his image and likeness. And so like we said earlier, don't limit God. It's Our Lady. You will be the angel said, you'll be the mother of the child. She goes, how can this be? I do not know man. And he says, the power of the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. Hence the holy offspring to be born will be called Son of God. You know, she said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. It's the same thing here. If you have to go through some difficulties, and everyone has to, whether it's spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, financial, you say to God, let it be done as you say. Fiat. And what God does is he's so astonished that you want his will that he'll give you anything and everything. And it's not a trick. The human will is so strong that when we say to the Lord, I want your holy divine will to reign in me, and you begin each day with a prevenient act, and you do your actual acts throughout the day, you learn to pray the round of creation, the round of redemption, ask anything in my name and I will do it for you. You know, that's God's promise. And again, like I said, we're not here to bargain with God. Oh, you know, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got. It's let it be done as you say. Total and complete docility. And watch what God's going to do. So he says, okay. So it is the kingdom of your holy divine will in my poor soul that I long for. And this is all my ideal and my purpose and primary and ultimate purpose. And Jesus, all of making feast, added, my daughter Louisa, so my ideal and yours are one. Because that's what God wants. And therefore, one is our purpose. Brava, brava, little daughter of my holy divine will, Louisa. And since your ideal and mine are one, you, Louisa, have sustained the battle of long years to conquer the kingdom of my divine will. She conquered God. You, Louisa, had to endure pains, privations, and have been even a prisoner in your little room, bound to your little bed, to conquer that kingdom so much wanted and so and longed for by me and by you, Louisa. It costs much to both of us, and now we are both triumphant and conquerors. You, Louisa, are the little queen of the kingdom of my divine will. And even though little, you, Louisa, are always queen, little queen, because you, Louisa, are the daughter of the great king of our celestial father. She's also the daughter of the queen of heaven and earth, Mary. Therefore, as conqueror of a kingdom so great, take possession of all creation, of all redemption, and of all of heaven. Everything is yours, Louisa, because your rights of possession extend everywhere my holy divine will reigns as whole and permanent. All are waiting for you, Louisa, to give you, Louisa, the honors that befit your victory. This is when the church says Louisa's venerable. That's what's going to happen right there. All are waiting for Louisa to be named venerable. Watch what's going to happen. What's bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Watch what's going to happen. The devil is going to try his darndest to destroy as much as he can, but he is not going to be successful. Why? Because of what God is doing in Louisa Picaretta. And he says this in volume 15. He says, my mother crushes the head of Lucifer. You, Louisa, are the final kaput on his head. You crush his head. So what does God do? He makes Italy look like a boot, and he puts Corrado on the heel to show us who is going to put the final crush on Lucifer. It's Louisa. God has a great sense of humor. I'm going to make Corrado in the heel of a boot. Holy cow. So you, Louisa, too, are the little baby who has so much cried and longed for her Jesus. But as soon as you, Louisa, have seen your tears have stopped. Flinging yourself into my lap, you, Louisa, have attached yourself to my breast and victorious. You, Louisa, have suckled my will and my love. And though as in triumph, you, Louisa, have taken rest in my very arms, and I, Jesus, rocked you, Louisa, so that your sleep might be no longer. And I, Jesus, might enjoy my newborn Louisa in my own arms. And triumphant, I extend the kingdom of my holy divine will in you, Louisa. Also, you, Louisa, are the tiny little dove that has gone around and around me. And while I, Jesus, spoke to you, Louisa, about my holy divine will, manifesting to you, Louisa, the knowledges about my divine will, its goods, its progress, and even its sorrows, you, Louisa, beat your wings and hurling yourself over the many seeds I have placed before you, Louisa. You, Louisa, grabbed them with your beak and triumphant. You, Louisa, continued your flight around me, waiting for more seeds of my holy divine will, which I, Jesus, would place before you, Louisa. And again, grabbing them with your beak, you, Louisa, nourished yourself and victorious, continued your flight, manifesting the kingdom of my divine will. So my prerogatives are yours, Louisa. My kingdom are yours, and yours are one. We have suffered together, and it is right that together we enjoy our conquests. Volume 19, July 14th, 1926. Therefore, I, Jesus, content myself with agonizing, suffering, waiting, and more than a mother, so as not to expose her, this dear birth for myself, the kingdom, to any danger. And so, while agonizing, for I, Jesus, wanted to deliver of it, to give it to the creature as gift, and to secure the interest of creation redemption, which were all in danger. Okay, so he's saying he knew that he had to give this to Louisa because everything is falling apart. Look what's happening. Everything's falling apart. He says everything's in danger. In fact, until man returns to the kingdom of the supreme will, our interest and his will always be in danger, because outside of our holy divine will, man is always a disorder in our creative work. He is a clashing note that takes the perfect harmony away from the sanctity of our works. I, Jesus, looked at the round of centuries, waiting for Louisa, the little newborn of my whole the kingdom of the divine will, placing around Louisa all the good goods of redemption for the safety of the kingdom of my holy divine will. And more than a suffering mother who agonizes for so long, I, Jesus, entrusted to you, Louisa, this birth for myself and the destiny of this my kingdom. And it is not only my humanity that wants to deliver of this birth that cost me so much, but the whole of creation is pregnant with my holy divine will and agonizes because it wants to deliver of it for the souls to establish once again the kingdom of my holy divine will of their God in the midst of creatures, in the midst of souls. So Jesus is saying, everything is ready for you, Louisa. And once you are known, and it's known to the church, known to the Pope, once he says she is venerable, it's over. The kingdom is here. And like I said right from the beginning, people are looking at Israel. Oh, now Israel's surrounded. Now it's going to, the war is going to happen and everything's going to fall apart because the Israel's surrounded. We are living in the final times. The true sign of the kingdom of God at hand is Louisa in the Vatican. And Louisa's been in the Vatican since 2005. And now, soon, the Vatican is going to say Louisa Picaretta. When that happens, it's a whole new ball game. It's a whole new ball game. Volume 19, July 20th, 1926. Look, my daughter Louisa, how beautiful the whole creation is. It was the word of your Jesus that worked it with one fiat lux. But do you know what is the enchantment that enraptures me? It's your little I love you on each created thing. With this little I love you of yours, Louisa, impressed on each of them, they all speak to me of your love, and they speak to me of my newborn of my will, Louisa Picaretta. I, Jesus, hear the harmonious echo of the whole of creation that speaks to me about you, Louisa. How it enraptures me, Jesus, how I, Jesus, am to see, how happy I am to see that my fiat in creation and the one taught to you, Louisa, that Jesus, this is the 36 volumes, hold hands, intertwine together, and fulfill my holy divine will, and they give me rest. This is the seventh day of creation. Remember, in sacred scripture, it's the evening of the first day, the morning of the second, the evening of the second, the morning of the third. There's no morning or evening of the seventh day in sacred scripture. There isn't, because it hasn't happened. That's Louisa's job. To rest in God. See, that's why Sunday is so important. It's the day of rest. It's the day. It's the Lord's day. It's to prepare for the perennial communion with God. It's to prepare to enter into the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So we'll stop there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.